But we can certainly briefly talk about it if you'd like.
I think, you know, people kind of expect it from us.
Okay.
Don't you? I mean,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
Next to Big Fatty Online, we are
I understand.
People trust our view on technology next to Big Fatty. Now, you know,
right.
He's like where you go for the real tech stuff, but for us.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop it, zip and zip it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, you know, right. He's like where you go for the real tech.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1422 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 9th of July, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we have got voice letters, and we're heading back to spotting Big Fatty. Big Fatty! Hello, catcher uppers. Big Fatty, is that the Joe Batant Show? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty back in the coal mine after a week in northern Mexico. And y'all, I had quite a bit to do today. And so I was bone weary, just bone weary by the end of the day. But y'all got a lot accomplished. But y'all, I gotta tell you, over the weekend, Friday and Saturday nights, I slept like a baby. Sunday night, didn't sleep worth a shit. Not worth a shit, Big Fatty. But anyway, hopefully Monday night I'll be sleeping like a baby again. Big Fatty, does that mean that you'll just poop all over yourself? Probably so. But anyway, y'all, I tell you one thing I've been doing is, you know, while I was in northern Mexico, the intertubes do work up there. But y'all, I was working so hard I didn't have time to listen to any little shows while I was up there. So y'all, I've been catching up. Big Fatty with Joe Batants. No, not with Joe Batants. But anyway, I've been although I did catch up on the catching up. And y'all, by the way, I heard that Kyle in the Hawaiians is going to be catching up with catching up this week. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. So congratulations, Kyle in the Hawaiians. Even though, you know, Big Fatty has had a private call, three-way with the Turnip Head and the Kyle in Hawaii. Y'all, by the way, the Turnip Head had a nice little write-up on his blob. Y'all, I just happened to be checking the e-letters and all, and there was a thing that, you know, I don't go on the Goggle Plus that much, but there was a little thing there that says you had a little, you had been mentioned or something. And, y'all, the Turnip Head was helping this person out at the Aeropuerto. And, and they came back and gave the Turnip Head a little gift card and gave him a hug, and they shared a little moment there. And the Turnip Head he had to remember a little bit of a sage advice that the Big Fatty had given out, and that was to accept gifts graciously. So and I thought that was awfully kind of him to to say that, and I thought, yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. But anyway, but y'all, talking about these little shows I've been catching up on, y'all, I can't tell you how many of the little shows around are having anniversariums, or not maybe anniversariums, but they're hitting milestone episodes. Several, y'all, it seems like there's been four or five of them that have hit their 200th episode, or soon will be hitting their 200th episode. And y'all, it may be Fatty, thank you. Brick, Freddy, when did you hit your 200th episode? And y'all, I did a little research. research. You know, I don't have a research staff like the veritable Virgo. You know, he's very good about being the research staff. But y'all, Big Fatty's 200th episode was November the 11th, 2008. And y'all, that was Veterans Day. Big Fatty, a veteran. And and then, you know, the stinky orangutans, they just had their 500th episode, and you know that y'all they just got shit faced on it. They're drinking like they lived in Walnut Hills, y'all, even though there's no drinking in Walnut Hills these days. Big Fatty, you shouldn't mention that. That's just cruel. But y'all, Big Fatty hit his 500th episode on January the 4th, 2010. So y'all, it was just as we kicked off 2010. That's about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Big Fatty, you've been doing this an awful long time. It's true, but you know, it's still just 20 minutes of a train wreck. Big Fatty, that sounds like something I would say. Yes.
You're having it up. With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, calling to leave you a voice letter because you said you wanted some voice letters, and it has been forever since I talked with you. I hope that you're having a great time in the Great White North. It was kind of funny when I found out you were going to the northern Mexico. I thought, oh, he's close to me. And then I realized, no, he's in Nova Scotia. So, no, not really. Probably about as far away from me as you are when you're in Chucktown. So, I'm sure you got the... No, actually, you wouldn't have the crickets going because you can't take them with you through customs. And again, they do have crickets in Canada. Probably gathered up some. Oh, shit. Oh, well. Anyway, you're fat. Bye.
Oh, Dick, I see. David, that's just lovely to hear your voice. It's just been forever since we heard you here on the BFO, and it's just lovely, and thank you for calling. I'm not quite sure what you said. I just kind of dozed off there for a second, but y'all, you know, David for the very first time is going to be out there at the Pride 48 in September in the Lost Wages. So we're looking forward to meeting David out there. And David, I do appreciate the phone call. And y'all, Big Fatty got most of these calls last week while he was up there in northern Mexico. So I apologize that I'm just now getting around to him. But David, never, never underestimate the power of the crickets. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh my gosh, Big Fatty. So, okay. Okay, I'm supposed to have this coffee date with this lady. She's older. She's like, okay, so she's like 59 years old. She just turned 60. Maybe. Anyway, so I'm supposed to be having this lunch date with her. I used to work with her at the Millstone when I was going to college, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it's like, oh, I don't work on Thursday. Gerald's going fishing, blah, blah, blah. Sydney's independent, la-di-da. So she calls me and she's like, well, I thought we'd go earlier. How come you didn't answer your home phone? Or how come you didn't answer your cell phone? Like, okay, well, I got to go get Sydney a donut and I'll be ready after I bring the donut home. So I talked to her all the way as I'm driving to the store and talked to her when I'm at the donut store. And I said, dang it, they don't have nuts on this one. I should ask myself what, I got to listen to her mouth off, tell me about how my kids can just eat her donut without nuts and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, you know what? Leave me and my child's spoilage alone, whatever. So anyway, I get home and she's calling me just as I'm pulling in my driveway. Now, I'm sitting here ranting, and I'm telling Sydney what a witch she was and how bossy and everything else. And I go and pull my phone out of my pocket, and it has ticked up 11 minutes. Now I'm headed over to her house, and I'll find out whether or not she was listening. I think she hung up, but if she hung up, I don't know why my phone wouldn't have disconnected. If she didn't hang up, then, Bob, oh, my God, she's going to have a cow. And it's just like, lady, if I want to make my Folgers coffee and bring it over in my own coffee thing, then whatever. Anyway, so she smokes. I'm going to her house. I'd already taken a shower today, so I'm pretty sure I'll be taking another shower after. No offense, smokers, but I am just, you know, I'm going to leave there smelling like a cigarette. So anyway, oh, my God.
y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. Okay. Miss Bacon was going to go have a coffee with an older woman who was 59 or 60. Well, you know, that's about 2 years older than Big Fatty. Elderly, Big Fatty, just elderly. But she couldn't go until she went to buy a donut, and they didn't have nuts on the donut. And then she's bitching about the woman because she smokes, and she realizes that her phone's been running for 11 minutes, and she didn't know if the smoking bitch heard her or not. And so, you know, and I got it. Big Fatty, maybe she'll call back. Well, guess what? She did.
Hey, Fat, I think you need to empty out your recorder box because it's full. But anyway, she didn't hear me. And the reason she didn't hear me is because she was on another call, a call called into her house. That's why the phone kept ticking that I was like on hold. So she didn't hear me telling, you know, Little Miss what a cranky pants she was. Okay. Toast just.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Cranky pants, Big Fatty, that's better than poopy pants. Well, I suppose that's true. So, anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. I don't have any idea what you said, but it's always a delight to hear what comes out of your mouth, because you know it's always a new adventure, y'all. Whenever Miss Bacon calls into the BFO, it's always a new adventure, y'all. It's kind of like going to the San Francisco. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty in Mexico. I have got a question, also spiel de musique.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. Y'all, and it is from Calvin from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes. Calvin?
When visiting the International Bathhouse of Mancakes, do you opt for the short towel or the long towel, and why? Or is there no towel option? Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed North Mexico and your fat.
Oh, well, Calvin, thank you so much for calling. And by the way, this is an excellent question, Calvin. Y'all, what Calvin is asking about, when you go to some of the gentlemen's clubs, they have, you know, you take your underpants off and you put them in a locker, or you get a room or something like that. And then if you wanted to walk around, some places you walk around with everything just flapping in the breeze. Big Fatty's vulgar! Sometimes you can wrap a towel around you. And y'all, quite frankly, the towels over the years have, y'all, they've gotten huge. And maybe it's because Big Fatty has shrunk. Calvin, what I usually do is I usually take the towel and I fold it in half, width-wise. I fold it in half so it's real short, and then I wrap it around. And then if something was to hang out, it'd be lovely. Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Brother Status. And I want to thank you for the birthday wishes you extended to me last week. And I also want to thank you for all the fun and merriment that I receive every morning on my way to work. It's a great reason to get up. God knows work isn't. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Brother Sinatus, thank you so much. It's been a coon's age. Big Fatty, don't say things like that. It's been a raccoon's age since we've heard from you here at the BFO. We hear your musical maladies, not maladies, your musical memories all the time. But it's nice to hear your voice. And oh. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty just got some kind of, the Candy Crush is waiting on Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, Brother Snaze, it's just lovely to hear from you. And, y'all, I want to say that I missed a couple of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. You know, Brother Snaze's exiting was on the 2th of July. But, y'all, I found out that Joe Patance, that his celebration of exiting the birth canal was on July the 4th. Y'all, that's the third person I know that was born on the 4th of July. Big Fatty, yank my doodle, it's a dandy. And y'all, evidently, Mr. Mike Lawson had a celebration also the week before that, but y'all, he never said when it was, so I need to have the assistant or some of my little spies to do some investigating on that so we can update the calendar. Yes, Big Freddy, it's got to be kept up to date. It's very important. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm telling you, Spartan Crazy's been working it to the nubbins. Big Freddy Volga. Y'all, yesterday we got up to Mr. Tim Cole Mall, spotting Big Fatty at the Mexican radio station, and y'all then Rob Juan. You know, Rob Juan sent me the bacon ice cube tray, and it's spotted Big Fatty. It says Big Fatty being escorted out of the northern Mexico by the Mounties. Was it for too many gentlemen callers? And y'all, I gotta tell you, they had some of the Mounties at some of the events I went to. Y'all, delish-us. Lovely! Y'all, and then Rob One also spotted Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty was surprised by the I do's as the wedding officiant. Was surprised by the I do's as the wedding officiant. He really wasn't asking for details of what the happy couple did. Big Freddy, I don't understand what that means. I think Spotting Crazy's crazy. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that the kids over there from the DI Plus, the Dubious Intentions Plus, that's Daniel. Oh, dear Gussie. Biba and Adam Burns, you know, they're on hiatus for the summer. But y'all, they were talking about technology. And y'all, Big Fatty had a technology moment last night. Y'all, you know, crawled in the bed and I turned the alarm on and everything. Well, y'all, the problem was I had not reset the alarm, so it went off at 4:30 a.m. in the morning like it did to wake me up to go to the Aereo Puerto before going to Northern Mexico. So I got up at 4:30, reset the alarm for 6:10, and then I realized that I had reset the time for 6:10. So then I had to go reset the time for 4:30, and then go reset the alarm for 6:10. Big Fatty!
Now, you know, right. He's like where you go for the real tech.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you prove it time in and time again.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.